consummatum est. It is finished. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In some way, I think that this sixth saying of Christ on the cross is the most incomprehensible of all of his utterances that Good Friday at Calvary. Opus Perfecti, earlier he had told his father, St. John records the words, I have perfected, I have finished the work you gave me to do, O Father. Imagine to have finished everything, to look out the work of redemption, the recreation of a new heaven and a new earth and a redeemed humanity. To see all that he had done, and to know that it was good, and to be able to cry out, it is finished, it is completed, it is perfect. And we, when we hear these words, how can we not but think to ourselves, to have finished everything? For us, to have finished anything is already quite a bit. And what a source of regret it is to us at the end of a day, should we remember our night prayers. At the end of a year, and at the end of a life, that thought of if only. If only I had started earlier, if only I had studied and learned more, if only I had shown more zeal, if only I had been less selfish with my time and my energy, and less slothful with my God and the work he gave me to do, if only I had managed to organize myself better. If only I had focused a little bit more. If only. And now I leave and look at my life in disarray. It is ending. So much do I leave as an inheritance for others to do. I have done, it seems, so little. Dear Sacred Heart, dying Jesus on the cross, save us from the bitterness of this anguished attack of remorse in our last hours, of so much left undone, of, is it too much to say, a wasted life. He will. Our Lord will. His heart inclines. He hears his child. In him we can do all things. If he gives me breath tomorrow, after I take my rest tonight and watch with him a bit, I'll start over, I'll do better, I will finish the job he gave me. In him we can do all things, but what of that hour of death, when as we sing at the Requiem Mass and the Dies Irae, when even saints be comfort needing? Consider a St. Francis Xavier, the greatest missionary, they say, since St. Paul, who in just a few years' time accomplished so much, cutting a swath for of souls saved throughout Asia, from Goa in India, ending in Japan. Tens of thousands souls instructed, baptized into the faith. Consider him lying and dying on the shore of Saipan, that little island off the coast of mainland China. It was his next goal. He had meant to get there. He had work for his father to do there. But he would not visit China. His work was unfinished when he died. Tell me, he did not feel at least the temptation of regret as he lay there in that open hut and saw China and knew it would not be. Indeed, it seems saints have this in common with us sinners. At that last hour, we both of us will see so much left undone. However, will we manage to breathe out our consummatum est at our last hour? So much evil left unatoned for, and our lives in such disorder, it'll be for someone else to sort it out. So many works begun, and yet how many finished, much less well finished. So much so that when we hear the story on the first Friday of Lent each year in the lesson of the Mass, how strongly we can identify with that old King Ezekiah. God sent his prophet to tell him, "Thou shalt die and not live." But the enemy was besieging the walls of his city, Jerusalem, and they needed him to lead the defense. And Ezekiah weeps. He turns his face to the wall, and he weeps and pleads with God for more time. Will you plead with God for more time at your last hour? Procrastinators, sluggards, slothful souls, the lot of us. The only it is finished, the only consummatum est you will ever be able to say with tranquil truth is to echo Christ sung from the cross in the gloom of that Calvary. To be hid in his heart, in his sacred heart, all of your sins covered and cleansed by his precious blood. Then, then, if you are in Christ, he will come. And when he comes, think of it, he will cut off all of your excuses, all of your "if only, Lord," all of the little speech you've prepared for that hour of judgment. He will cut off all of our excuses with a kiss of greeting, like the father of the prodigal son. And he will hold us in his hug, for he alone has no if only. Tu solus altissimus, Jesu Christe, thou alone art most high, O Jesus Christ. And thus it is that he will cut off all of our excuses, even as he will even now complete all of our unfinished work and
clothed us with his consummatum act. So much so that purgatory's fire need not detain us if only we be in him and let him work that perfect work in us. But we don't, of course, preferring to cling to our little bits of paper, old bills, unanswered letters. Oh, and there's the matter of the will, too, I suppose. All of the debris of an unfinished life. We cling to that rather than to him and to his will and to the life he offers by his death. And most of all, he offers us the true mother of the living, the new Eve, his mother. Now, even if you are hard put to offer up, which means to give away, it's not yours anymore, all of the unfinished work and business and achievements and desires and goals and the hungers of the heart which span a lifetime, even if you must grub down there in those remains and can't let go of a bit of it, even if you cannot let go and let God, at least surely, by Mary's hand, a little detachment is possible. And at least surely, from our Lord's own lips, we will hear of and take home, as we did the other Friday night, his mother, his perfect work, his creature, produced by his own precious blood and preserved from all stain of sin. His perfection, Mary, immaculate, surely she will be ours. Is she yours? Last night, did you remember your three Hail Marys? Do you pray your Angelus at least once in the day? Are you wearing that double garment of her protection tonight, the brown scapular? Do you carry the rosary, and more than that, do you pray the rosary? A week ago, last Friday night, I prayed the rosary for my mother's wake, and an old aunt of mine says to me, "You got me back to the rosary. I haven't said a rosary in years and years." How many there are in that sad case? Could you perhaps help someone to get back to the rosary? But if you start a rosary, you've got to finish it. Someone mentioned to me in the wake the old saw about if you start a rosary and you fall asleep, well, then your guardian angel will finish it for you. And that, my friend, that's cheating. No. You start the rosary, you may not finish a lifetime's work, but at least you can manage the 5 decades, surely. If you need to, walk around, back and forth in your room, until you've finished that last perfect Hail Mary. At least let us give God this gift, this perfection, his mother and ours, in gratitude, the perfect work and the only thing our tainted nature's solitary boast. When we gaze upon our blessed mother, you and I have full right to say with her son, consummatum est. It is finished. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And now we sing the hymn to open the closing novena to the Sorrowful Mother.